This I Believe. Margaret Sanger was the founder of the American Birth Control League in 1921. For her work, she was once indicted and again arrested. And while she is still a controversial figure to many, she is admired throughout the world for her crusading singleness of purpose and integrity. Here now are the personal beliefs of Margaret Sanger.
This I believe, first of all, that all our basic convictions must be tested and transmuted in the crucible of experience. And sometimes the more bitter the experience, the more valid the purified belief. As a child in one of a large family, I learned that the thing I did best was the thing I liked to do. And this realization of doing and getting results was what I have later called an awakening consciousness. There is an old Indian proverb which has inspired me in the work of my adult life. Quote, build thou beyond thyself, but first be sure that thou thyself be strong and healthy in body and mind. Yes, to build, to work, to plan to do something not for yourself, not for your own benefit, but beyond thyself. And when this idea permeates the mind, you begin to think in terms of a future. I began to think of a world beyond myself when I first took an interest in nursing the sick. As a nurse, I was in contact with the ill and the infirm. I knew something about the health and disease of bodies. But for a long time, I was baffled at the tremendous personal problems of life, of marriage, of living, and just of being. Here, indeed, was a challenge to build beyond thyself. But where was I to begin? I found the answer at every door, for I began to believe there was something I could do toward increasing an understanding of these basic human problems. To build beyond myself, I must first tap all inner resources of stamina, of courage, of resolution within myself. I was prepared to face opposition, even ridicule, denunciation. But I also had to prepare myself in defense of these unpopular beliefs. I had to prepare myself to face courts and even prisons. But I resolved to stand up alone, if necessary, against all the entrenched forces which opposed me. I started my battle some 40 years ago. The women and mothers whom I wanted to help also wanted to help me. They, too, wanted to build beyond the self in creating healthy children and bringing them up in life to be happy and useful citizens. I believed it was my duty to place motherhood on a higher level than enslavement and accident. I was convinced that we must care about people. We must reach out to help them in their despair. For these beliefs, I was denounced, arrested. I was in and out of police courts and higher courts, and indictments hung over my life for several years. But nothing could alter my beliefs because I saw these as truths, and I stubbornly stuck to my convictions. No matter what it may cost in health, in misunderstanding, in sacrifice, something had to be done, and I felt that I was called by the force of circumstances to do it. Because of my philosophy and my work, my life has been enriched and full. My interests have expanded from local conditions and needs to a world horizon where peace on earth may be achieved when children are wanted before they are conceived. A new consciousness will take place. A new race will be born to bring peace on earth. This belief has withstood the crucible of my life's joyous struggle. It remains my basic belief today. This I believe, at the end, as at the beginning of my long crusade for the future of the human race.
Those were the beliefs of Margaret Sanger, honorary chairman of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America.